VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And friends, thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. A very different program today. Father's Day is this coming Sunday, June 16th. And just as we provide opportunity for you to provide a tribute for your mother on Mother's Day, we're going to do the same today to give you an opportunity to do for Father's Day, to make a special tribute or honor your father today here on the broadcast. I know there are heavy issues out there, but friends, this is an important issue as well. You know, our society wants to make a mockery of the role of fathers and often tries to make them look like buffoons. I mean, just watch the TV sitcoms. But the Bible lays out important biblical truth. The Bible instructs fathers, for instance, in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, to train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he'll not depart from it. We read in Psalm 127, verses 3 through 5, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them, that they shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Just think about that. A father's children are his reward. His children are arrows in the hand of a mighty man. Proverbs 23:22 says, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. We also read in Proverbs 23, verse 24, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. And Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. You know, as I mentioned during the recent Mother's Day tribute on Crosstalk, my father died suddenly of a heart attack when I was just 4 years old, leaving my mom, a widow at age 32, with seven children, expecting child number eight at the time. So while I have just a handful of memories of my own father, I'm so thankful for those few precious memories that I do have. And I'm thankful for the provisions that my father left to care for the needs of our family. Later in life, I became thankful for a father-in-law who is now with the Lord, but who was a tremendous example of a godly father who loved his wife, who raised his children to honor and serve God, who served for many decades in pastoral ministry and served as a chaplain for the fire department, latest in Wyoming, Michigan. Dads, you do have a direct impact on your children. So a special words to dad is to be the spiritual leader that God has called you to be. Don't send your children to church. Did you hear me? Don't send your children to church. Take them with you to church. Don't send them. Take them. Be an example of loving your wife and raising your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And, you know, some verses from Deuteronomy known as the Shema, I believe, have some very special application in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, where it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. The passage goes on, but the application is to apply biblical truth. Talk about the things of God before your children all throughout your day, when they get up in the morning, when they go to bed at night, and everything in between. Well, friends, I realize that there are no perfect fathers on this earth, but we do have a perfect Father in heaven who loved us so very much that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. As we looked at the scriptures, friends, we do see that the scriptures tell us to honor our father and our mother. And just as we did leading up to Mother's Day, we're giving you the opportunity to honor your father or to give a tribute to your dad here today on Crosstalk. And our phone line is open right now at 1-800-733-9829. This is a program that we seek to get many calls in to from different areas. And friends, though, I know some could go on and on, but no more than a minute here on air so we can have multiple people calling from around the country today to give a special tribute to your dad here as we approach Father's Day. Maybe your dad was had a spiritual influence in your life. Maybe there's a life lesson that he taught you that you've never forgotten. Maybe it's a special skill he taught you. Perhaps a scriptural truth that he implanted in your heart. And so we're opening our phone line right now here on Crosstalk. And just to have you share a special tribute to your dad here on Father's Day 2024. Our phone number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829 for your special tribute here today on Crosstalk. And again, just sharing in brief that tribute, no more than a minute, so we can have multiple people participate on the broadcast here today on Crosstalk. We're going to begin in Zanesville, Ohio. And Deborah, thanks for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Yes. I'd like to say that my dad, he had a hand of support in trying times, a voice of wisdom in confusing times, a heart of love in all times, and he'll be 89 next month. And I just respect and not Psalm 91 was his favorite. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah. He memorized that the whole chapter of 91. But he was just a loving. He's my spiritual coach, Jim, and I appreciate your family too. Amen. As you were talking about your father and. God bless you, Jim. Great. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you for your call. Our number here, and friends, I've got open lines, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Hazel in Union Grove, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Hazel, and I want to just thank the Lord for my dad. He accepted Christ at the bedside of his mom when she was dying, and he was age 7.
Mm-hmm.
After she passed, his dad had to put him in an orphanage.
Uh-huh.
But he continued to serve the Lord. He joined the children's choir that went to different churches and sang. And then after he got married, he raised 6 of us kids, he and mom, and we always had devotions after supper. Even though we had friends waiting on the porch outside to play, we always had devotions. He made sure that we all piled in the car and went to church on Sunday morning, evening, Wednesday night. The Awana Club came to our church, so we were involved in that, and he was a leader. And after he retired early from IBM, he became an Awana missionary, and he went to the New England states. He and
Wonderful.
Mom moved up there from New York State.
Thank you, and I'm going to have to interrupt you because we've gone well beyond a minute here, and just to hear from other individuals, but Hazel, what a wonderful tribute. Thanks for sharing that today.
Sure. Bye.
Bye-bye. We've got, is it Eve in Ames, Iowa?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, Ev, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Joseph Raymond Charrington, my dad, was a hard worker. I ran track. He only made it to one track meet, but I knew he was there. He fully supported the family, loved mom, and brought 3 sisters and myself into this world. And I will see mom and dad in heaven.
Hmm. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ev, for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you for doing this.
Mm-hmm. Let's go next to Arizona. And Douglas, you're on the air.
Hi. Yes. My father is not perfect. But he's done his best, and he's getting better. He's doing better each day, I think. He's getting closer to the Lord, and he's helping me do the same thing. I'm really glad and thankful for that.
Amen. Thank you, Douglas. Appreciate that. Caleb is calling next from North Dakota. Caleb, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I want to pay tribute to my father and his Christian heritage that he left to the family. My dad had 19 children, the same mother and father, and he was just a farm laborer, but he had church with us kids at home every night, and there was 11 boys and 8 girls in my family, and Dad was very faithful in raising us to love the Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Caleb.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's go next to Mary in, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Mary.
Yes. I'd like to pay tribute to my father, Joseph. Mm-hmm. He was in the Marines. He was tough as nails. And he was in the Korean War. And God bless him. And God bless you at VCY America. And happy Father's Day to all of you. And take care and God bless.
Thank you, Mary. Dan is next in Cedarburg here on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to pay tribute to my father. Sorry.
It's okay.
When my dad was 70... Wow. When my dad was 79, he contracted incurable lung cancer for 2 years. He never complained, and I'm grateful for the Lord because he used this to draw my dad closer unto himself. And my mother's funeral was just 2 days ago, and talking with my older brother, he made the comment to me that he spoke with Dad, and Dad was sitting in his bedroom, and he said, "Dad, you never, never complain." And my father looked at my brother and said, "John, I am a blessed man." And I thank the good Lord for that, for the legacy that my father left me, that he never complained, and he drew closer unto the Lord when he knew eventually he would pass away. So I'm very grateful for Amen. What the Lord did in my father's life and Amen. In my mother's life.
Amen. God bless you, Dan, and thank you for sharing that tribute today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to Alan in Reedsburg. You're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to give praise to God for my stepfather, Dan. He really helped get me turned to the Lord, him and my mother both. And just wanted to, say thanks for all that he's done for me. Thank
Amen.
You, guys.
Amen. Thanks for calling. Let's go next to Joe in Laval. You're on the air, Joe.
Hi. I just wanted to pay tribute to my biological father. He gives me more second chances than any other dad who I know. And I'll spare you the messy details, but just thank you, Dad, for giving me so many second chances, and I really appreciate that. And I do love you, so thanks a lot, and thank you for giving me this platform, Mr. Schneider, to express my gratitude.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your call. Our number to Crosstalk, it's several open lines, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Linda's next in Waukesha, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. Jim, first of all, I would love to say happy Father's Day to my real father. My father, Abba, my heavenly father, he's our real father.
Mm-hmm.
And he has brought me through a lot of hardship in my life. He's been providing for me. I see the goodness of him lately. But my real dad, like you, Jim, lost his father when he was young, and they had all go into a convent, and they were split up, the kids. And he was never shown love, but he was in World War II. And there's nothing he couldn't fix. He was a hard worker. He provided for us, and he taught we were taught a lot of Christian values in my home, even though I wasn't brought up in a Christian home. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for my earthly parents.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you
for the call. Friends, a quick break here. This is our Father's Day Tribute 2024. And our phone number here, I've got some open lines at 800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, some lakes are shrinking in size. What's causing this?
Chris, the Earth's average temperature has been rising over these past few years. But is this a long-term trend? We know that over the decades, the average temperature has gone both up and down, so we wonder what's next. The current warming trend, however, has caused an increase in evaporation from some inland lakes. One lake is in the Middle East. The salty Aral Sea has shrunk dramatically, exposing a several-mile-wide salt beach. This has even affected the search for Noah's Ark. Salt has been picked up by the wind and blown all over the Middle East, including the glacier on Mount Ararat, causing it to melt quite a bit. Inland lakes are by and large leftovers from Noah's flood and the ice age which came after it. How much longer will they last? We'll have to wait and see. And that's the Back to Genesis truth.
Visit our website at www.icr.org.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and it's our Father's Day tribute program, giving you opportunity, as Scripture says, to honor your father and your mother. Certainly giving you opportunity today as we approach Father's Day this coming Sunday. If there is a special word that you'd like to share as a tribute to your dad here today on the broadcast, perhaps, as we mentioned, it may be some spiritual influence that he had on your life, maybe a life lesson that he taught you that you've never forgotten, maybe a special skill that he taught you, maybe a scriptural truth that he implanted in your heart, maybe an example of love and provision that he made in your family. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. And we're going right back to the phone lines from Greenwood. We have Marana calling. Go ahead. You're on the air. Marna, go ahead.
Yeah, to give tribute to other. He grew up as an orphan, and my mom and dad were married, and he ended up as a layman pastor eventually, and he took us kids to church every Sunday, and he had devotionals, and my mother was so loving right beside him and supported him, and we just love him so very much. And I wanted to also wish my husband a happy Father's Day. He is a great father, great spiritual leader as well, and we just thank God for all of them.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And I apologize, what's your name? Is it Marnia?
No, it's Maria.
Marna, okay.
Very like good. Maria.
Great. Thank
like
you so
Juanita.
Much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Barbara is next in West Point, West St. Paul, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my dad has passed on. He died when he was 92, mm-hmm. Probably about 3 years ago. But I always went up to him from Missouri up to Minnesota once a month to see him, and we always read the Psalms because he loved Psalms. And when he was passing away, and I had the last 15 minutes with him, and I said, Dad, I will read another Psalm. And so I read Psalm 91 and listened to the last three verses of Psalm 91, and that's when God took his breath away. It says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life, he turned 92, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And when I said the word salvation, that was his last breath.
My.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it is.
Jesus was so good. He was there and he took his breath.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for sharing that tribute. Let's go to April next in Fort Worth, Texas. April, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to call and honor my dad for Father's Day since I can't be with him. He has been a pastor for the past 20 years, and he is a huge reason of who I am today. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful for him and for the man of God that he is. And I know that he's listening, and he didn't know that I was going to call, but I just wanted to say thank you for being such an amazing example of godliness and what a godly man should be. I love you so much, Dad. Thank you for everything.
God bless you, April. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We've got Kevin next in Dallas, Texas. Kevin, you're on the air. Hello, Kevin. You're on the air. Kevin.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
I'm here. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes. Don't listen to your radio. Listen to your phone, please. Okay, he's gone. Lily in Tucson, Arizona, you're on the air.
Thank you for giving me a chance to give tribute to the father of my children. He was a man after God's own heart, and his favorite verse was, "Behold what manner of love the Father has, that we should be called the children of God." And his greatest witness was continuing to work and provide for us through a brainstem stroke, heart surgery, and finally our son gave him a kidney, and he lived 3 years beyond that and built homes, and I'm still living in one that he built. But he would tell you that all that he went through, made him a better man, and he was not ashamed to share the gospel. I called him Amazing Grace in Your Face. He was born on June 10th, and he passed on June 15th. So this is a tough week, but it is well with my soul because he gave glory to God in everything he did.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Alice next in Arkansas. And Alice, you're on the air.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I would like to talk about my father. We lived in Wisconsin at the time. He was well-renowned for his work with horticulture. He actually did build the very first above-ground cold storage in the state of Wisconsin, planted the first dwarf tree orchard for apples in the state of Wisconsin. But my father was not a Christian, and at times he could be very cruel to Mom and me. But on March 9th of 1982, because of a little nurse's aide coming into his hospital room, my father prayed, and he got saved. God took him home at the age of 80 years old, March 9th, 1982. Oh, the mercies of God that scattered swirl my life. We're just praising God and praising God that he made a March 9th. God really saved his never-dying soul. And two of the things that he said to me in his later years was, what good is money if you can't eat? That's how God rescued his never-dying soul. He just couldn't eat well and couldn't keep it down at the end. And the other was, the majority is always wrong. Isn't that true? Few there be to find the way to heaven. Oh, God is so very, very good, long-suffering, and faithful.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you for calling. Vivian from Peebles, Ohio, you're on the air.
Okay, this is Vivian Curd. And my dad was just a wonderful dad. There was 14 of us children, and he always kept us fed. We had big gardens. We'd always call them truck patches because they were so big, but we all got out there, and he taught us how to work as a child growing up and learned to how to live in life. And he was just a wonderful father. He taught us everything. Now, he did talk about religions all the time, but he did thank God every time he'd get things done. And he was faithful that way. He wanted to thank him for the food and everything we had. He didn't go around preaching to people, but he showed it just the way he lived. And we all just appreciate him so much. And he was so good to each and every one of us. We all had nicknames, and I can't remember mine, but it came back to me. It was Mushmouth. And he gave each one of us a nickname. Just all of them was funny names, but he was full of joy like that. And he loved the Lord. I know he did. It just showed in him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Y'all have a good day.
You as well. Thanks for calling. We've got David in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air, David.
Yeah, I got two dads I want to thank. I want to thank my wife's dad, and I want to thank my dad, because my dad got saved in the war, before World War II in San Diego. I even know my spiritual grandfather, and my dad had anger issues, but I never heard a curse word, a foul word, or, you know, even one of those shady mincing words out of his mouth. But my wife's dad, he was one of the Japanese interned during the Second World War also. And he was saved, and his salvation led to my wife's salvation. So, you know, halfway around the world, I get a child whose father spoke the gospel into her heart, and she got saved when he died at his deathbed, and my dad was saved long before I was born, but he was the greatest example and could stand up to any preacher out there, because he had his own huge study in the basement. Yeah. He's just awesome. So that's it.
Praise God for that heritage. Thank you for calling, David.
Sure enough. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Loretta in Lubbock, Texas, you're on the air.
Hi. I really want to thank God for my dad. He was a very hardworking man. He only had a third grade education. However, he did own two successful restaurants and a small retail store. He was a very hardworking man. He taught us what hard work would do. So I'm appreciating him for making me what I am today.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for the call here. Let's see. We got Jacqueline next in Las Vegas. You're on the air, Jacqueline.
Yes, if my father would be living today, he would be 113 years old. He was the most wonderful father and grandfather. And I just know that he's listening to me and smiling down at me. And he needs to be so proud of what he's done in our life to be such a good father and grandfather. And we respected him so much. Thank you, Dad.
God bless you. Thank you, Jacqueline, for calling. We've got Naomi next in Preston, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for giving us another program like this. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give tribute to my dad, Kevin Blum. He raised us really well, I think, and gave us a really good work ethic. And I am just thankful to God for him for raising us in a godly way. And I'm also wanting to give a tribute to my husband, who's the father of two little children, and I just think he's an amazing father, and I'm just really grateful for both of them in my life.
Amen. Thanks. Thank you, Naomi. Our phone number to Crosstalk, I've got three open available lines right now, 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829, our Father's Day tribute. We have Keith next in Lubbock, Texas. Hi, Keith, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to wish my stepdad a happy Father's Day because he started out as my best friend. He became my stepdad. He lost my mom 2 weeks after they got married and everything.
Mm,
and,
nice.
And he's been an awesome stepdad.
Amen.
Ever since I've known him as a he started as my best friend, and then he became my stepdad and everything.
Okay.
And he's just a real awesome guy. I'd like to really wish him a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you so much for your call here today on Crosstalk. Just a joy to hear the tributes that are coming through on the phone lines here on Crosstalk. Let's go next to Ohio. We have Angela calling. Angela, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to call and say that my daddy has been gone 11 and a half years, and he was a wonderful dad and taught me a lot of things about painting and patching holes in walls and working with me on things like that. And when I was growing up, he was a big, hard worker, working man, and he had two gardens at one time. And it was just amazing at how much he loved us kids and taught us right from wrong and worked with each of us.
Amen. Amen.
Love you, buddy, and I miss him.
Thank you for your call here today.
Thank you for your job that you do and all of this. It's just amazing.
Amen. Okay, and thank you for the call here. We're going to take our next call as well here on Crosstalk, but tell you what, we're only 30 seconds away from the break, so I think at best we take the break and come back to the call so we don't have to interrupt our next caller. Our Father's Day tribute, and our number here is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Many of you are familiar with the name of Charles Spurgeon. He was the 19th century British preacher. He was a theologian. And one of the things he said here, he indicated, train up a child in the way he should go, but be sure you go that way yourself. Great thought from Charles Haddon Spurgeon. We'll be taking more of your phone calls right after the break. The lines are all filled up again right now. But as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to give us a call on Crosstalk for the Father's Day tribute, and we'll be right back.
Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
Yes, creation points to a creator. The book, Without Excuse, is a vibrant hardcover devotional presenting evidence for creation by providing 365 different examples of how well science supports a biblical model for our origins. Topics range from biology to geology, genetics to botany, anatomy to history. Without Excuse has over 300 color illustrations and is written in a style appropriate to be read to young children, yet profoundly enjoyable for adults. Without Excuse. Available for a donation of $18 to VCY. Call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Father's Day coming up this Sunday, and it's our Father's Day tribute, an opportunity to do what Scripture says, to honor your father and your mother. We did the mother part during Mother's Day, and now giving you a chance to honor your father. All the lines are packed right now. We'll get, as we go through the calls, as soon as you hear someone complete their comments, that means that line is open and available for you to call. You can write down the number, which is 800-733-9829. Let's go to California. We have Joaquin calling in. Hi, Joaquin. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to give a tribute to my dad, David Castillo, for giving me so many chances. Yes. And for giving me second chances and always raising me up in God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for taking time to call. Bye-bye now. We've got Tim next in Rapid City, South Dakota. Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity to honor my dad today. He just passed away here this past March, went home to be with the Lord.
I'm so sorry.
And we raised us in a godly home. Dad was an example. He served the Lord in so many different ways, just behind the scenes. And most importantly, it was my dad that led me to the Lord. Later on in my teenage years, you know, I knew things, but I didn't know Jesus personally. And he actually led me to the Lord through John 10.
Amen.
And I just praise God for him and just thank you that he was so gracious enough to make him my dad.
Amen. God bless you, Tim. Thanks for calling. Donna is next in Albany, Kentucky. Donna, you're on the air.
I just want to thank the Lord for my Christian dad, Donnie Cross. He kept us in the house of God when we were kids. He's loved my mom for over 50 years, and he taught us how to work hard, and I'm thankful that he's a farmer and he's helped feeding the world.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have Maureen next in Zanesville, Ohio. Maureen, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I do appreciate this, and giving our fathers, dads, the respect and honor they deserve, and we've been a sorrier country since that's gone downhill for so many years. But I want to honor my father, who was a Korean veteran. He died of ALS, and the last thing he said to us, gathered us all around him and said, "I love you all." He could barely breathe. He said, "I love you all." And my husband, who had a stroke in 2015, and he was a hardworking provider and loves his children dearly still. He's still with me, but I just want to give them both the honor they deserve.
Great. Today. Thank you, Maureen. Thanks for calling. Gail is next in St. Francis, Wisconsin. Hi, Gail. You're on the air. And I guess one moment here. Okay, Gail, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. Okay, I just want to thank the Lord for my dad. He's with the Lord now in heaven. And I think the strongest human love I ever knew was my dad. And he didn't get saved until I was married and had children, and then he was praying for me to come in the kingdom of God. I ended up being who I was married to when the tavern business, and my dad was having a really hard time because he's God. How is she ever going to get saved in the tavern business? And finally, the Lord just kind of said, "Are you going to tell me I can't get a hole over there?" And God used the tavern business and all of that as a catalyst to draw me to himself. So I'm so thankful. And now I'm praying have that faith to believe my son, he's in the same kind of business, that God will get a hold of him too.
Amen.
So I just want to thank the Lord for my dad, and God bless all you fathers out there. Thank you, Jim, and all your listeners.
Thank you
so much. Happy Father's Day.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Robin is calling from Missouri. Robin, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. I'm coming from a little different angle here. Back in March of 22, my dad and I stood at my twin brother's bedside as he was dying. And then in February of 23, I was alone at my dad's bedside watching him die. Mm. Then Father's Day this last year, my mother just didn't wake up. She died in her sleep.
Right.
So I lost all three, and I don't know for certain if any will be in heaven when I get there.
Mm.
My message is, you fathers, you mothers, you brothers, you sisters, get right with God and let your family know that you are. And with that, I will say thank you and God bless you so much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And, oh, I just echo that. Dad's husbands, fathers, share that with your family, with your wife, with your children. Do you know that you're a child of God? Make sure they know that. Let's go to the state of Kentucky next. We have Cheryl calling. Hi, Cheryl. You're on the air.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. I enjoy your show every day at 3 o'clock. I am very blessed to have had a Christian, wonderful father, a wonderful father-in-law, a wonderful husband, and now the joy of seeing my son raise his children for the Lord.
Hmm.
It is a blessing. It is a reward from God.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful. And I really, it's emotional to me, of course, but my father was a veteran, and he taught us a very good work ethic, and my children all have very good work ethic. And I'm just thankful for the blessings of God, and happy Father's Day to all of you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the call. You're really echoing what it says in the 3rd epistle of John, verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Thank you for the call. Next to Arizona, we have Skeet calling in. Hi, Skeet. You're on the air. Hello, Skeet. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. This is me.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, this is Skeet Strickland. I want to wish each and every... I want to thank God first for my father. Okay, I want to also say to all fathers, that's real fathers, have a happy Father's Day. May God bless and be with each and every one of them.
Yeah.
May God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much. Neil is next in Kennewick, Washington. You're on the air, Neil.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. My dad was 100% disabled in the First World War, and he came home. God spared him on the troop ship, got him home, and we were blessed to have him as a father. In 1946, he and my great aunt went over to a little church over in St. Petersburg where we had to move to and accepted the Lord.
Amen.
And I can remember my dad singing in the church, How Great Thou Art, and I wasn't a Christian, and I didn't become a believer until I was 29. But his influence, I never heard him say a curse word, never saw him drunk. And in those days, folks did, but I was just blessed to have a dad that took care of my brother and my sister and I and raised us right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Neil. And just a reminder, friends, have your radios turned down when you get on air here because there is delay that takes place there. Let's go to Lois in West Dallas. Lois, you're on the air.
Yes. My dad was very, very strict with us, which I wish everyone had a dad like him. He didn't take us sledding. He went sledding with us. He didn't take us ice skating. He went ice skating with us. He was always with us. He loved us to death.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lois. Also in West Dallas, we have, just one moment. A couple lines sticking here. Let's go to Dave in West Dallas. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just like to give honor to my dad. He wasn't a Christian or nothing. He wasn't a Christian. But he raised his son to be an associated pastor at a church.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. And he has a grandson that's on the missions field.
Tremendous. Well, we're very grateful for that, Dave.
Yeah. And I found out the day of his funeral that he never went to church, but when I was preaching, I never knew it that he would come to the church, sit in the back row to hear me preach. And I never knew that he was there.
Perhaps the Spirit of God was working on his heart, Dave.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's in heaven, but I hope he's there.
Thank you for the call. Tammy is next in New Berlin. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm thankful for my dad, Glenn. And I'm thankful for how well he represented Christ to me, especially in the areas of being compassionate and being gentle and just being generous with his time and being so kind. And I'm thankful for the love that he had, not only for his own children, but for the children in our church. He taught 5th and 6th grade Sunday school for many years, and he also served as a deacon for many years, and he just loved the local church and felt that it was important that his family get there every week. And I'm also thankful that when there was any disobedience between my brothers and I, that we knew that there would be a consequence, and he followed through with a spanking if needed. And he's home with the Lord, and I'm just very, and I'm very thankful, too, that he and my mother had family devotions every night with my brothers and I after supper, and I'm just very thankful for how those things have impacted me as an adult.
Amen.
And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Tammy. Let's go to Jean next. Jean is calling from Milwaukee. You're on the air.
Thank you for your station. I love my dad, Jesse Dennis. I miss him. I know he loved us, and I'm thankful for your radio station, and it warms my heart and gives me joy to hear people call in about their dad.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Amen. Thank you. Our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Victoria calling from Kenosha. You're on the air.
Hi. Just happy Father's Day to my dad, Donald, from Phoenix, Arizona. He is 86 years old. Very hard worker. He used to go for bike rides, swimming. He loved auto racing. He was faithful to go to church, but just need prayers for his salvation, because right now it's just too much television. And Donald needs salvation. He's really kind of, I'm not sure if he's saved, so please pray for Donald's salvation. Thank you.
Thank you. Pamela's next. Bethany, is that Mississippi?
No, it's Bethany, Missouri.
Bethany, Missouri. Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I want to give tribute to my dad, Burnett Reinhardt, known as Sonny. He lived to be 105, 4 months, 13 days. And I took care of my daddy, and we spent a lot of years together. And he was a treasure. He was godly, and he was a barber, and I was a barber. My brother's a barber. But my dad had a way with people, and he led people to the Lord at the end of his life. And I told him, if he got scared, just to sing. And he would sing to the Lord where everybody could hear him. And he didn't want me to call him Father. He wanted me to call him Daddy. Because he said, there's only one Father, Pam. That's our Heavenly Father.
Amen. Thank you, Pam, for the call. Appreciate it so much. We're up against a break right now, and we'll come back to more phone calls following it. Here for our Father's Day Tribute 2024. This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewtube.com. Recently, conservatives made great advances in Europe. Over the weekend, we saw conservatives make advances in such countries as Belgium, France, Hungary, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, and Austria. What do all these countries have in common? They vote by paper. Many people are pointing to these advances of conservatives, many of them opposing globalism, open borders, illegal invaders coming into their nation and changing their country and their culture. And many in America are saying that's what's going to happen this fall in America. Not so fast. Again, these countries all vote by paper. Americans are still largely voting by machines. Is there manipulation going on at the highest levels, including by the CIA, as, well, Senator Jesse Helms warned about in the 80s?
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, and it's our Father's Day tribute 2024, giving you opportunity to call and honor your dad here today on Crosstalk. And let's get right back to the phone lines. In Glendale, Arizona, we have Diane calling. Hi, Diane. You're on the air.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for letting me call. I'm giving praise to God for my dad because he and Mom got us to church when we couldn't even walk. So we were in the little nursery in the Methodist church in a basement. But I remember the fellowship that came with Christ, and they really emphasized it back then. So he would take us all the time, and Mom would go. And through our lifetime, we had the example of him reaching out to strangers, to hobos who came to our house. He said, don't not give them some food. He always left food in the refrigerator and cans of things. He said, just hand them out. Well, it turns out that his father and another man came to the U.S. from Canada, and they would go around, and they had no food. So they were hopping trains to go across to Chicago to get a job. Well, as it turns out, farmers would give them food. So what I'm saying is my dad taught us to be aware of strangers, and so I walked to Target, which is a mile, with my walker, and I walk back with my food. But on the way, I usually run into people, and I'll hand out some of the things I've purchased.
Wow.
I thank my dad for that example and for getting us in church every Sunday. He never missed unless he had that surgery.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for the program, and we just honor fathers all over.
Thank you, Diane. Stephen in West Grove, Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Thank you, Jimmy. I just wanted to honor my father, who, Sidney Thomas Fail, worked his whole life, passed away at a young age, and left us all to kind of fund for ourselves with my mom. And my father-in-law, John Dewar, I just want to say thank you for both of them and for all the Christian fathers in this world. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Teresa, Green Bay, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello. I hope you can understand me. Mm-hmm. I am so blessed to have a dad that taught me that I can do anything just because instead of doing something fancy, he walked me through it and helped me to do it. And so gave me an incredible amount of confidence. And I'm so blessed we happen to be in Tennessee now because we're celebrating my mom's 80th birthday tomorrow. Mom's birthday sometimes falls on Father's Day. Dad's birthday sometimes falls on Mother's Day. It's so cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just incredibly blessed to have a dad that raised me with confidence. And he, when I ask him, he's reading the Bible, and I ask him if he's given his heart to the Lord, and he says he has. So it's like nothing more important than that.
Indeed. Indeed. Thank you for the call. Greg is calling from Los Alamos, New Mexico. You're on the air, Greg.
Hi. I just wanted to pay a little tribute to both my father and grandfather, who bravely served during World War II in the Navy in the Atlantic, which is one of the most dangerous missions with all the U-boats and everything. And they both, I think, did a really good job of bringing up my mother and bringing me up in the Lord, attended church every week, and really taught me a lot of respect for the Lord and stuff. But I do have to tell you, it really, really angers me that this Memorial Day and near it, and apparently looking at your website, every Memorial Day, you don't do anything at all to honor all the men and women who've given their lives for your freedom.
Oh, we have. We have given tributes here, Greg. And matter of fact, we run special announcements and so forth. But that's another topic here today. We're very grateful for that heritage we have as a nation. We usually have a veterans call-in program as well. But thank you for taking time and to share with us. Brenda is next. Livingston, Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just want to honor my father. He was a World War II vet in the European theater, in the Army. Among other things, he was in the Battle of Normandy. Just a man, very little education, a seventh grade education, but one of the smartest men I ever knew. So much common sense, good common sense. He was an honest, good Christian man. He was a quiet man, but his life, the life he lived in front of us, his family, and in front of others, was such an example. He took us to church when we were little, instilled in us the importance of that, our relationship with Christ. And I love him, and he's been gone for over 20 years, and I still miss him every day. So thank you for this opportunity to honor our fathers.
Thank you so much. Chad is calling from Winter, South Dakota. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to tell you about my daddy. The smartest thing he ever told me was, people will steal stuff from you. They'll steal your TV, your car. They can't steal your education. And I hope you got kids listening to your radio station. They can't steal your education.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you very much. And get one last caller in from California and Castro Valley, California. And is it Louise? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. I want to honor my father. My father of 15 children, all living in one roof. And so I want to thank him because of every evening he would give after work, he would come and we would all, we sit and he would read to us and pray with us up to the time that he was going to die. He always had prayer for all his children. And I thank God because all my brothers and sisters accepted the Lord and I lived for the Lord. And so that to us, you know, we'll see him again.
Amen.
So I praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Thank you so much for the
Thank
call.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Well, friends, I know there are many more who would love to get in on the program today, but time has run its course. And certainly wanted to give you opportunity to give tribute to your father here today. Some sharing that your father's still living, other whose father is, whose life is gone here at this point, but precious memories that you have. And I trust even as Father's Day approach that you will take time to give honor to your father, even as the scriptures tell us to do. And happy Father's Day to each dad. God bless you, friends. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
Listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.